Here we are, mid-2020. Things are less in our control than they ever were before. The ability to dictate, control, and have direct influence on your future is now more limited than ever. With COVID-19 and lockdown and the limitations that that imposes, and the future economic outlook, it's only ever going to get more difficult. But that then means now is the time to reevaluate. Now is the time to make some decisions. Now is the time to take control. But how difficult it is to make that decision. For 99.9% of human existence, we've had the chimp paradox. If you've read the book, it's great, but we've had the chimp in our head educating us on whether we should fight or flight. And typically we always run away. But here we are, you know, we are still running away. We should be embracing change, embracing opportunities, dealing with the fear head on to make the change. Now, I was fortunate enough to be on a presentation by Dr. Alan Barnard recently, a leading light in the world of artificial intelligence. And one of the things he mentioned was the difference between computers and humans, and the fact that humans learn through making mistakes, whereas computers arguably never make mistakes. Perhaps a conversation for another day. And it's interesting, we learn more from making mistakes. We learn more from doing something wrong, but it doesn't mean we fail. Making a mistake, getting something wrong, is not failure. So how do we take control? How do we evaluate the opportunities in front of us? I think it was Douglas Vermeerman who talked about awareness being a very powerful tool. So how aware are you of your current situation? How aware are you of future potential? What you could do? What opportunities are out there for you? Now, that's quite a difficult decision to sort of go through, but it's a process that can take time. But it's a process that you have time. If you're currently working, I'm sure you have working very hard and have more spare time. But what about the future? If you're currently furloughed or dealing with the current 2020 situation in a different way, then actually readdressing, reevaluating the future now is a really, really good time. So what are the opportunities open to you? Well, you could start a business. What are you good at? What do you like to do? What can you learn? What are the skills that are in demand now and are going to be in demand in the future that you could learn, you could develop, that you could get good at and promote yourself to offer those services? How much time could you set aside to studying, to learning new skills that will help you in your business, in your future, will help you in taking control? And then what contacts have you got? What help can you get from those around you? What customers could you potentially take? What friends have you got around you that give you the right advice? And the right advice is very, very important. And identifying those around you that give you the right advice is also very important. There'll be people around you who will support you, whatever. And there'll be people around you that will say no every time. So those people that answer your question with yes, but. And the but is not a way to stop you. It is a way to make you reevaluate and think and move forward. Those people are key in helping you make a decision. So if you want to start your own business, there are lots of startup communities. There are lots of groups out there to help you. There are a lot of consultants out there that can help you. But starting your own business is not for everyone. It can be a lonely road. It can be tough. Believe me, it can be tough. Anyone who's ever worked for themselves will tell you that. But it's very, very rewarding. And if starting your own business isn't what you want to do, maybe you want to do it with a safety net. So maybe you want to do it with through a franchise. Now, this Friday, 5th of June at 12:30, I shall be presenting at the International Franchise Show online exhibition about how businesses can develop a growth mindset. So if you want to join that, it's free. Just feel free to register. But franchises are interesting things because the breadth is enormous. Again, what do you want to do? What do you like to do? You can learn from others as well within a franchise. Now in September, there is the International Franchise Show. Well, hopefully it'll take place in September. So come along to that, potentially. You know, talk to franchisees, talk to franchisors, talk to existing people. I'm sure Lucy from Easy Dog Walker would happily talk to you about franchise opportunities. Or come along, as I said, this Friday at 12:30 and understand more. There are more lectures than just myself. Or potentially talk to the Approved Franchise Association. See how they can help you, what advice they can give you. Another alternative is to perhaps build something in parallel. Now, multi-level marketing or network marketing are known to many people. Potentially that is something you can do to build the future. Buying and selling. I know a lot of people that do it online. I'm sure people make money out of it. I'm sure a lot of people work very, very hard for very little return. But it's like everything. If you have your niche, if you know what you're doing, if you have good customers, suppliers, and if you have something very valuable to sell, I'm sure it could do well. Maybe write a book. Probably not. Too many people writing books, not enough people making money out of them. You could buy a business. I know people that have done that. They've bought businesses, used some debt to buy the business, and have then started to run the business and potentially buy others, merge them, develop them, and then flip them. There's all sorts of opportunities. But again, maybe that's not for you. A second job. Is a second job really taking control? Or is it just more control of more of your time handed to someone else? The other thing that a lot of people are looking at right now is property. Now, with property investments, people often say, well, I need the money, and that's the struggling bit. Actually, the money is often the easiest bit, despite what you might think. You may have equity in property, you may have assets you can sell, you may have shares. Do you really need three cars or two? Or if you have one car, the way the world is going, do you still need that car? So getting your hands on the money and understanding what you can do with it is actually the easiest part. Knowledge and help are also there if you want to use them. So people like Inspired Equity or KAF Property Services will help you with an investment. They will take a proportion of your money that you want to invest, and they will invest with you into property development. So you can work with a partner. And there are other companies out there doing that. They take away a lot of the headache, a lot of the aggro. Obviously, you know, they're investing with you, so they're going to make sure that you get the best return. But if you want to build your own property portfolio, finding the right property is difficult. What kind of investment are you looking for? Long term, short term? Are you looking for a rental income, or are you looking to develop and flip the property? What is it that you're trying to achieve? Now, historically, that's been pretty tough. Getting all of that information, having access to that information, having a view across the market has proved very, very difficult. You can pay someone to do it, I'm sure. But you only have the time in front of you to be able to do that. And it takes a lot of time with all the limitations. So just recently, a company called Property Deals Insight have solved that problem. They've created a very cool portal which gives you access not just to all of the properties out there that are potentially ripe for investment, but also evaluating tools such as how much you need to invest, what kind of return you can get, what your options for that kind of return are. So it's great to see that technology is being used in a way to help people become more independent. So if you want to know more about Property Deals Insight, look them up. KEF, Inspired Equity, they're all there. Lucy from Easy Dog Walker again. So those are just examples of people that can help you. And then of people like, obviously, the Approved Franchise Association, if that's what you want to do. But now is about time to take control. If you're stuck at work, or you know, furloughed, and you're struggling to think about how to manage the future, what is stopping you? What are the alternatives? Remember, you know, it is only you that is stopping you. Your ideas are there to hone and develop and build your future. There's a fantastic book by Ant Middleton, and he talks about the fear bubble. There is no need to be afraid until you step into the bubble. So why not do that? Build your future. Step into the bubble. Make a difference.